Time now to see how the news filtered through social media this week. And what a week. An election, a mass shooting, wildfires. Let's bring in Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hi there, Robin.
And we know social media is lit up with thoughts about the shooting, the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks. 20-year-old Matt Wennerstrom lived, and here he is speaking with reporters on the night of the shooting.
We hid behind a pool table until we heard a break in the shots. And at that point, we jumped up, and I watched one of my friends throw a bar stool through the window. And then I followed suit, and a couple other people were able to break the glass down. And then we just, everyone piled right out the window.
And before that, he said, we got everyone behind that pool table and down. And then there was probably six or seven of us guys dogpiling over the girls that were
laying
beneath
on top
us.
Of each other to stop them from getting hit by bullets.
Yep. What are people saying?
Well, Matt's story got out there because of the various news reporting and interviews that were being done, and people didn't actually know who he was. So before people knew his name, they were saying, this guy is amazing. He's giving us a way to, what should we do in an emergency situation? And there were screen grabs of him. He's got a grey shirt on, and there's blood on his shirt, not his blood, but other people's blood. James Shaw Jr. sums it up on Twitter. As weird as this sounds, says James, and trust me, I know, thank you, Matt Wennerstrom, for what you did, keeping your head straight and saving lives, and Ron Hellas, for your ultimate sacrifice, praying for your family. He uses this hashtag, not all heroes wear capes. And Ron Hellas was the Ventura County Sheriff's Sergeant who was killed in that shooting.
Yeah.
And then a number of other people were saying, we should make Matt Wennerstrom's name go viral and not the name of the shooter. And then just some pushback on Facebook, because this conversation always broadens out, Robin, as you know, whenever we have mass shootings in the US, people start asking about gun control. On Facebook, Haley Ribber says, hate me all you want, but this is a good reason to be licensed to carry. And then, of course, we get into the normal gun control conversation, which I'm not going to get into today.
Well, but I think it's, well, and you know, it's playing out, but I think it's so interesting that people are saying, share Wennerstrom's name and not the shooter's name. We are not using the shooter's name to give it infamy. But they're also saying, share Telemachus Orfanos' name. He was the young man who survived the Las Vegas shooting but was killed in the country music bar. His parents have both spoken out and talked about gun control. So this is all in the mix there, and very powerful. Then there's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Yesterday, the 85.
Who is also very powerful.
Very powerful, but a little less so after she fell and apparently was hospitalized, breaking some ribs. NPR's Nina Totenberg has heard from the Supreme Court that Justice Ginsburg is out of the hospital, working from home today. But before that, what were people doing online?
So thank you for the health update via Nina. So I'm checking up on the mental health of Justice Ginsburg fans on Twitter, and they had a number of creative suggestions from stopping her hurting herself again. Paige on Twitter says, I will volunteer my fat, which will keep from further breakage. That's quite an ugly picture. Thanks, Paige, for that. Clark Oliver is suggesting, I'm just going to tweak this just a little bit so it's suitable for broadcasting.
Okay.
Why is Ruth Bader Ginsburg not being toted around on a chaise by 12 muscle-bound men like the Queen of Sheba? Why not indeed?
Stephen Colbert said she should be wrapped in plastic and carried like a Fabergé egg. But others, there's the hashtag ribs for RBG.
Yes. And so those are suggestions of people saying, I will actually give my rib to help her out. And all of this, it's sort of panic slash anxiety attack slash humor. But I also looked under RBJ4, and that's also going around online. And there's a more serious conversation underlying the jokes. And Ken Webster Jr. says, is it time for the notorious RBG to step down?
Yeah.
And then David Russell says one more thing, which I think is really important here. He says RBG is 85 years old. She should be able to fall and break a bone without an entire democracy breaking as a result.
Well, and of course, people worry that she's holding a seat that's moderate to left-leaning, and in this administration.
Of course, that's behind everything and all of the memes and all of the jokes.
I just have to mention Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who was narrowly ousted by the Democrat Tony Evers on Tuesday, has been getting a lot of attention because it was his law that he signed in 2016 that's preventing him from asking for a recount. And that, of course, is all over social media as well.
Lots of karma memes, and I think Scott Walker's been reading some of them. He tweeted out earlier on today, "Be strong and courageous, don't be afraid or scared of them." He's definitely reading Twitter here. "For the Lord your God himself is he who goes with you. He will not fail you." Oh. That's Deuteronomy 31:6. So I think he has definitely been reading the tweets that are making fun of his signing the law, which means that now he can't go for a recount.
Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, thank you.
You're so welcome.